Before we begin this month's episode, I wanted to share with you about my voice class, The Embodied Voice, that I will be teaching every Tuesday for the month of March online. This class is a trauma-informed breath class that uses breath and voice work as a form of emotional trauma release, treating the voice as a form of resonant breathing, inspired by practices such as TRE, EMDR, Feldenkrais, Alexander Technique, and Qigong, all body practices that I was using during COVID as I worked through personal trauma. This class aims to look at the somatic experience of breathing and using the voice and how that can be used to help us release trapped trauma and emotions from the body. And it is very much a culmination of my journey with the voice to date, beginning as a singer and a singing teacher, training as a performer, and then developing this class during COVID as I learned more and more about the nature of how trauma and emotions sit in the body. This class also incorporates EFT tapping to help us regulate and feel safe during the class if any uncomfortable emotions come up. The classes pay what you can every Tuesday for the month of March. If you're interested, find more information in the show notes.
Welcome to the Poetry Podcast, and welcome to this special series of love letters. This month's episode is a love letter from Napoleon Bonaparte to his wife, Josephine. I got your letter, my beloved. It has filled my heart with joy. I am grateful to you for the trouble you have taken to send me news. Your health should be better today. I am sure you are cured. I urge you strongly to ride, which cannot fail to do you good. Ever since I left you, I've been sad. I'm only happy when by your side. Ceaselessly, I recall your kisses, your tears, your enchanting jealousy, and the charms of the incomparable Josephine keep constantly alight a bright and burning flame in my heart and senses. When free from every worry, from all business, shall I spend all my moments by your side to have nothing to do but to love you and to prove it to you? I shall send your horse, but I am hoping that you will soon be able to rejoin me. I thought I loved you some days ago, but since I saw you, I feel that I love you even 1,000 times more. Ever since I have known you, I worship you more every day. Which proves who false is the maxim of La Bruyere, that love comes all at once. Everything in nature has a regular course and different degrees of growth. Pray let me see some of your faults. Be less beautiful, less gracious, less tender, and especially less kind. Above all, never be jealous. Never weep. Your tears madden me, fire my blood. Be sure that it is no longer possible for me to have a thought except for you, or an idea of which you shall not be the judge. Have a good rest. Haste to get well. Come and join me so that at least before dying we could say we were happy for so many days. Millions of kisses, and even to Fortuné, in spite of his naughtiness. Bonaparte. I chose this letter. I'm not 100% sure if the translation is accurate. There seems to be some errors, but I really enjoyed this love letter because I've never been a big fan of jealousy, but it's interesting to me that some people find it enticing. Have you ever found yourself jealous in love? Does that add to passion or does it take away? I imagine it's different for everyone. This month's episode is brought to you by Imposter Productions, with performance by Jessica Muna, support by researcher and assistant producer Sharon Sybil Gatt, music by Elephant. Information about how to access this episode's music is available in the description of this episode.